interesting Gemara here. Okay, so we were just talking about Koresh and Daryavish. Koresh was kosher, and Daryavish turned bad. Same person. Just matters when we're talking about them. So we had said that that's why there are some sukkim that seem to indicate he was a good guy, seem to indicate he was a bad guy. And based on those sukkim, we had said that he actually got the honor of being counted, his years being counted based on the Nisan calendar, which is for the Jewish kings, and then when he turned bad, so he started being counted on the non-Jewish king's calendar, which was from Tishrei. So then we said, wait a second, was he that bad? I mean, look what he did. He said to Ezra, Sofer, whatever you need for the Beis HaMikdash, this is the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, whatever you need for the Beis HaMikdash, I'll get it for you. Levi Misayev Lahom Yom Biyom Dilo Shalu. Whatever you need. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, right? Rav Yitzchak says back to Rav Kahana, Rabbi, Tunach, from what you're carrying, right? Your pasuk, your proof, you can also see, Dilahon Mehakraven. Mehakrivin nichochin la'ela shmaya umitzalayin l'chaye malka uvenohi. Why is he doing all of this? Mitzalin l'chaye malka uvenohi. For the sake of davening for my children. Meaning, it's not talking right, to the sake of the king and the sake of my children. So what does that mean? He's not doing anything for himself. He's doing it for... I'm sorry, he's not doing anything for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Jewish people. He's doing it for himself. All right, this is the pasuk, this week's parsha, V'avarech Chacham Mevarech, right? That anyone who blesses Avram Avinu is going to be blessed himself. I had mentioned before, and I mentioned in class on yesterday, that I was once at an APAC policy conference in D.C., and I went to one of these non-Jewish panel discussions about why they support Israel. And the first big, you know, Christian minister gets up and he says, the reason I support Israel is because the pasuk tells, or the verse tells us, that anyone who blesses you will be blessed. So I'm like, I mean, that sounds nice, but that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear that you love Israel because Israel's important, because the Jewish people need a place to live, not because you want a blessing, right? I'm going to support Israel so I get a blessing. But that's not, that's Daryavish. That's how Daryavish thinks about things, right? The only reason he's actually supportive of the Beis HaMikdash is because he wants to get something out of it himself. So the Gemara responds, wait a second, is that so bad? I mean, yeah, it's not ideal, but is that so bad? Says the Gemara, Man to Avid Hachi, Lav Mal Yusahi. Is that not a good thing? This is a Gemara we've seen before. Where did we see this before? I remember discussing this, maybe in Yuma. Pesachim. The beginning of Pesachim. So the Gemara says, V'hatanya, the Brisa tells us, Ha'omer sela zulet stak b'shvil sheichu ba'anayu b'shvil she'ezka b'alachai olam haba ha'reza tzadik amur. Someone who gives over tztaka for the sake of their child living, the child's life, or for the sake of their own olam haba, that still counts as tztaka. So we had talked about this. I don't know if you remember. We talked about this between Mincha Ma'ariv on Shabbos. Alone, you wouldn't remember this. We talked about this Gemara in Shabbos and how it fits. This was the first week after Pesach that we talked about this. How does this Gemara fit with the first parak of Avos, where it says, right, don't serve Hashem, am nas l'kabel pras. Right? Don't do it for the sake of getting a reward. Rather, do it not for the sake of getting a reward. So how does that work with this Gemara? This Gemara says that even if you were to do it for the sake of getting a reward, like your child living, or you getting olam haba, so then hared zet tzadik gamor. So the Gemara doesn't go through the whole sugi right now. I think the Gemara Pesachim had a couple other lines to it. But one of the achronim, one of the perspectives that comes through with the achronim is that it depends what kind of mitzvah we're talking about. If it's the kind of mitzvah where you have to do it yourself and nobody else is affected, so then, yeah, you have to do it lishma and you shouldn't do it for a reward or whatever, and we're not going to praise that, and we're not going to call you a tzaddik gomer, for sure not. However, when it comes to the mitzvah which has been adam l'chavero, which has ramifications to help other people, like tzedakah, so the people are going to get money regardless of what your intention is. Right? You're still doing the actual mitzvah because somebody else is being helped. Your intentions might be bad, but you're in the end, you're always helping somebody. So that's one of the differences between that mission and Avos and this Gemara. But either way, so the Gemara says, what's so bad about Daryavish? he should be called Koresh. Right? At that point, he's still kasher because Tzadik Gamor. So he says, lo kasha. No, it's not a good, that's not a good question. Kan be Yisrael, kan be Ovde Kochavim. What does it mean? Kan be Yisrael. This Mishnah, this Braisa, which is referring to being a Tzadik Gamor, that's by a Jew. What does that mean by a Jew? So I think the easiest way to understand this is based on Tosfos, which is that Tosos tells us that even the Jew, even though he connects it to certain benefits, he still would do it ultimately even without those benefits. Right? That's what Tosos says. Whereas a non-Jew would only do it for the benefits. If he doesn't get Chaya Olam Haba, or he doesn't, if his child doesn't live, he'll take his money back, something like that. Right? It's mamish dependent on these outcomes. Okay, so that's one way to understand why there's a difference between Jews and non-Jews. Right, if you look at the top here, this Tosas asked that question. I think he asked it also in Pesachim. Atu kaven hamsham shet sirav amnas kabo pras hainu beumos ha'olam shetoin al rishonos. Right, Tosas says the non-Jews will look back and say, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I would have done that because I didn't get the benefit of it." Either way. Okay, v'ibay sema minolan to achmitz. How do I know that Darish was no good? Right, so he just tried to use that pasuk because he was self. He was out for himself. But what's another way we can prove that Daryavish had become self, or become a rasha? I guess the pasuk says nidbachin di even glal plasa v'nidbach di asta chadas ad chadas v'nifkasa bin beis malka tisyai. He created three rows of marble and one row of wood. Okay, so Lamalei David Hachi, why did he do this stuff? Or Imardu bi Yehudai Ikliye Benura. If they rebel against me, I'll light the whole place on fire. Because now I have a wood structure that I could light on fire. Clearly, he did this with bad intentions against the Jewish people. So, I said, wait a second. Atu Shlomo Lavadachi? Didn't Shlomo do the same as Vaksiv? Shlosha Turei Gazis Vitor Krusas Arazim? He put down cedar wood inside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that was in Malachim Aleph. So that's Shlomo Malach doing. So, I said, no, Shlomo Avad Milamala. V'iu Avad Milamata. Shlomo Malach did this in the upper levels of the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning beneath it was the marble, which is not flammable. V'yu avad milamata. He made it on the ground floor, which would have burned the entire floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo shakya bebinyana. Shlomo also put it inside of the building. I'm not sure exactly how these two things work with each other. How could it be on top and inside? I'm not sure. He didn't put it in the building. His was exposed, the wood. So that it was flammable or susceptible to being burnt. Shlomo sadje besida. Shlomo also covered the wood in plaster, which obviously makes it less flammable. Iulo sadje besida, but he didn't do that. He left it all exposed. Okay. Amr Rav Yosef Yitem Rav Yitzchak Minon da Achmetz. How do you know that he went bad? Mehachav Bayomer, because the pasuk tells us in Nechemiah Vayomer Lo Lihamelch VaShegal Yosef Esetzlo MaShegal Amr Rav Barlima Mishmei Derav Kalbasa. The word Shegal, we mentioned the word yesterday, but we only got to do it today. Shegal is a dog. Apparently, it doesn't just mean that he was. He had a pet, but Rashi tells us, Lumishkav. He had a dog that he would have intercourse with. And as we know, you're not allowed to do that even as a Ben Noach. Okay, so therefore, it's usher for him to have a dog in such a way. So he must have been a Rasha. El Miata says, wait a second. Hadich Siv Almari Shmai Hisramamta Ulmanya Divaisa Hosir Hosiv Kadamach va'ant v'rav revanach sheglasach l'chenasach charma shasayin behon. Who's talking? Is Daniel talking here?
Yeah.
So Daniel says, on Hashem's watch, you've grown or become prideful, and the vessels of your house have been brought in front of you, and you and your officers and your shegal and your concubine. V'ishegal kalabasahi, and you gave them something to drink or something. And if shegal means a dog, so kalabasa bas mishtiya chamrahi. So can a dog drink wine? So Gemara says, halokasha, t'maflola v'shasya. Right? They taught the dog how to drink wine. Right, this is like that, you know that joke, how do you get like, what's that joke? Oh, so what's red and what's red edible and hanging on a wall? So it's like, the answer is like herring. What do you mean herring? Herring's not red. Okay, so you paint it red. Herring doesn't hang on a wall. Okay, so you hang it on the wall. You say, or I forgot the last part is like, I don't know if it's herring or a different kind of fish. It's like, but wait a second, that's not edible. I'll say, so fine, for one out of three things, you're going to say it's not true.
Right, I've heard like what's red and floats and it's a pickle, and they go through the whole thing, and then, whistles.
Like, it doesn't whistle.
But a pickle doesn't whistle. Right. I threw that in to make it hard.
Right, something like that, yeah. So here too, look, a dog can't drink wine. Okay, so they taught it how to drink wine. So Elamayata, wait a second. There's a pasuk dichsiv v'nos malach mikurosecha nitzva shega liminecha limincha v'kesem ofir. It says that the daughters of kings will make you precious or something. I don't know. And the shegal will stand to your right with the kesem ofir, some kind of decorations.
Golden jewelry.
This is not said by Daniel talking about Ezra. This is said by David HaMelech in Tehillim. And therefore, he uses the word shegal, and he uses it to praise to tell the prophet of Israel. So we know Hachi Kamar Bischar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael Kishegal. Because you treat the Torah like for the Jewish people, like a dog is precious to a non-Jewish person, so that's why you've gotten you have the reward of this golden jewelry. It's kind of an interesting phrase when you look at it like that. But okay, alternatively, la'olam shegal makzahi. Really, it's not a dog, but it's the queen. Big difference, I hope. Rabba Bar Lima Gemara Gemirla, and he had some kind of tradition about this. Vamai Karle Shegal, why is the wife called or the queen called Shegal? Shehaisa Chaviv Alav Kishegal. Oh, why did
David Amela? It's saying that it is a dog. So then, why do they call it like a queen? And then
I think it's referring to David Amela.
No, this is a shegal with Daryavish that they're talking.
Oh. So why did shegal of Daryavish, why is it called shegal for Daryavish? He says because I guess shegal would be, in his context, wouldn't be referring to a queen, it would be referring to some woman. But he treated her like a queen.
No.
I mean,
at least according to the notes here, it's saying this is a dog.
Right, this is Daryavish's dog. Why does he call it a queen?
Because it's dear to him as a queen.
Okay, so we're changing the word shegal to mean queen, but the situation is still the same, that there was a dog there.
Right.
Okay. Got it. And he treated the dog like Shashiva Makam Shegal. Inami Shashiva Makam Shegal. He put the dog there instead of a queen. So we know there was a dog there. Just question is, what are we calling the dog? So Iba Yisema, Minon de Achmetz, another alternative way to understand that Daryavish became a Rasha. Mihacha, Ad Kesef Kakrin Mea, V'ad Chintin Korin Ma, V'ad Chamar Batin Ma, V'ad Batin Meshach Ma, U'malach Dilok Sav. Right? 100, what's it called? Of silver? What's the word?
It says here talons.
Yeah, talons or silver, that's the word. I don't know what it means, but that's the word. And a bunch of wheat and a bunch of wine and a bunch of oil and a bunch of salt. Meikara below kitsusa. Originally, he just gave them as much as he wanted, as much as they wanted. Vahash mekitsusa. Now he's giving the measurements. So now he's being a bad guy because now he's limiting what they can get. So Gemara says v'dilma meikara lo hava kimle b'kitsusa. Maybe originally he didn't know how much they needed, and that's why he didn't have a set amount. So he says, okay, fine. That's not necessarily a proof that he's a bad guy. Rather, it's like we said before about the shegal, or potentially about the materials he was giving to the Beis HaMikdash, or because of the wood that he put into the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of a punishment for their rebellion. Okay, v'lar galim, and when it comes to the holidays, so gemar galim be'ach minisim hu. What do you mean that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the start of the holiday season? I thought the first of the holiday season is the 15th of Nisan with Pesach. So Amar Rav Chista, no Regel Shebo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. It's the time when the first of the holidays comes. Regel Shebo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Right, the holiday which is in it, meaning in Nisan, that's Rosh Hashanah for holidays. So what do you mean? What does that mean, Rosh Hashanah for holidays? So nafkamina lenoder lemekum alevelat ta'achar. We talked about this in the last Masechta, right? To establish it in Beitza, to establish the iser of being late on your vows. Rabbi Shimonhi, what does that mean? D'tanya echad anoder ve'echad amakdish ve'echad amarich. Anyone who makes some kind of commitment to the Beis HaMikdash in a neder form, in a makdish form, or in an erichin form. So then, kevan she'avru alav shlosha regalim, once three holidays pass, over bal ta'acher. So then you have violated, the delay of fulfilling your vow. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's any three holidays. Maybe you remember this from the Bitsa. That's any three holidays. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Shlosh regalim kesidran. There's a specific order to the three holidays. V'chag ha-matzos t'chila, and Pesach has to go first. V'chein ha-Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, ha-regalim, pamim shlosha, pamim arba, pamim chamisha, ketzad nada lefnei Pesach shlosha. If you made your vow before Pesach, so then that's only three that you get the three holidays that you have to fulfill that neder. Lefnei atar, if you made it before Shavuos, then chamisha, you get actually five, because then you're going to get another extra, right? It doesn't actually start until Pesach. So you get a free two holidays worth. You get Shavuos and Sukkos, and then the year only starts in Pesach, so then you actually get almost 2 years. However, Lifnei Achag, if you do it before Sukkos, then you get Arba. You get that extra time from before Sukkos until Pesach, and then you have 1 year after that. That's going to Rabbi Shimon, and that's our mission. Our mission is saying that the Rosh Hashanah is like Rabbi Shimon, that it starts with Nisan. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah for holidays. So Tanu Rabbana, Nechayav Adamin v'harach v'harcharam v'ha'kideshos chatos v'hashamos olos v'shlom stakos masros b'chor maser pesach leket shichu peyach kevin sh'avar oleng shlosh regalim over v'atzachar, right? Same thing, but just more specific about all the different things that you have to do. You violate them even, no matter what three holidays pass, you are violating Baal Ta'achar, being too late, too delayed, when three pass. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosh Regalim, Kesidran, Mechag Masos Tchila. Same thing as I said before, just a different version of it, and at least for now, that it starts with Pesach. And only after Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos have passed, are you obligated. So, Kevin She'avar Lein Regal Echad, over Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kevin She'avar Lein Regal Echad, over Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Meir says you got one holiday. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Kevin Shavuot Len Shnei Regalim over Vatach. He's got two holidays. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, son of Rabbi Shimon, Kevin Shavuot Len Chag HaSukkos over Alein Vatach. It doesn't matter when you start, it matters when you finish. Once Sukkos passes, you'd be obligated. So my time in Danakam, what's the reason for the first opinion? The first opinion being that you have three holidays no matter when they fall out. So, michdi minayu slik. The pasuk tells us, "Michti minayhu slik." The pasuk says, "Shalosh pamim bashana." Okay. So lamli lemadar michta. Why does it have to say it again? Bechag hamatzos, bechag shavuos, bechag sukkos. Why does it say specifically this second pasuk? It already told us all of the holidays in that general description. This has got to be in Akev. I think it's in Akev. So then so it gives all the holidays there. It talks about all the holidays. And then it says, Chag Hamatzos, Chag Shavuos, Chag Sukkos. Why does it say it again? Shema Aminah, Lebal Ta'acher. To teach you that the three holidays are the times when the Torah tells us we have to give over a neder. But it doesn't say exactly, you could clearly make the drasha that it's in a specific order also, but he doesn't go that far. The first opinion, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomer B'Chag HaSukkos Shebo Dibar HaKasuf. It didn't have to repeat the word Chag HaSukkos because that was the pasuk right beforehand, that it was already talking about Sukkos. So then, Lama Ne'amar Lomer Shezeh Achron, to say that that's the last one. To teach you specifically Chag HaSukkos is when it finishes and nothing before that. Rabbi Meir, my time. What Rabbi Meir says, only one holiday, Dechsev, Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama. You should go there and bring it there. Bring it there. The idea being, I think, that the very next time that you go there. Meaning you can't go there and not bring it there the next time. Okay, and I guess whatever the regal is, you're supposed to go there for Aliyah L'regel. V'Rabbanan, and the other rabbis, hold on. Yeah. So according to those who are not Rebbe Meir, what do you use the Pasuk Uvas Hashem Avesim Hashem for? So it says, Hahu La'aseh. That's teaching us that there's a mitzvah to bring it on the first holiday, but it's not that it's an obligation that you'd transgress the delay if you don't bring the first of Rabbi Meir, Kevin to Amr Le Rachmana, Aisi, Velo Aisi, Mele Kamle Baltacher. Since the Torah told us you should do it.
Is that like a love and you talk to us,
I don't think so. It's just to say that there's a mitzvah of a mitzvah's asay that you'd also invite. It's an iser asay, we would say. So says Rabbi Meir back, no, once the Gemara tells us, once the Torah tells us that you're supposed to go and bring it, Mimela kam le bivata acher. No, basically it's just an iser. That's just the timestamp for it. Okay, I'm not really sure exactly the distinction. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, my time. What is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's reason? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the one that said that it always finishes with Sukkos. The Dechsev, Eila Tasul Hashem Mimodechem. I'm looking at Rabbi Eliezer ben. I'll see Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says Chag HaSukkos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the one that said two holidays. So where do you get the Dechsev? Eila Tasul Hashem Mimodechem. Mimodechem Shnaim. Mimodechem is plural, which is the minimal, is at least two. So mute Moadim Shnaim V'Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan who don't say like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what do they do with the words B'Moadechem? Ha'huluchad Rabbi Yonah. Da'am Rabbi Yonah. Ha'huk shukol amodim kulam zelazeh. Shekulam mechapron al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. V'kadashav. That they're all going to be atoned for because of their tumas mikdash. Meaning what? The karbanos will help anyone who's tame. I don't know what this means. Somehow they're teaching as opposed to what you would have thought. You would have thought that maybe this concept of getting kapara only works for one of the holidays. Now it works for all of the holidays. I don't know what the original drasha was from.
So the original drasha Rashi says is for the Seir of Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
From but, here we learn that it generalizes to all the regulars.
Right. I'm just wondering. Okay. I mean. We're saying Moad Eichem the first time means the holidays, the literal three holidays, the Regalim. And now they're saying not only do we disagree that it's not referring to two holidays, what we're saying is that it's referring to Rosh Chodesh and bringing the Rosh Chodesh law to all the other holidays. I mean, I guess that works, but it's just a weird machlokas. Okay. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, my time. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Rabbi Shimon, that it's always based on the last holiday being Sukkot. D'tanya, what's his reason? D'tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer lo yomar b'chag, lo yomar chag asukos shabu d'bir kasev, lamanem lomar shazeh gorim. This is the ultimate one that affects the delay. So that was similar to the drush that we had before from Rabbi Shimon, who had said that the word B'chag HaSukkos is teaching that's got to be the last one, but that also means that Sukkos, that Pesach is the first one. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon uses his father's drasha, but darshins that it just has to be the last one, it doesn't have to be that the Pesach is the first one. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Hai B'chag HaMatzah, Chag Shuvos, B'chag HaSukkos, my darshu. They don't think that that Pasuk teaches us you need to have three holidays, so what did they use that Pasuk for? That Shavuos, even though it's only one day, has the same property of the other two major holidays of Pesach and Sukkot, that even though you missed it on the day itself, on the original day, you're supposed to bring your karbanos, your chagiga, you can still bring it on the next 7 days or the next 6 days afterwards. Even though Shavuos doesn't have another 6 days, you can still bring the karban the next 6 days, which is why we don't have tachanun after Shavuos, even though the holiday is done already, we still don't have tachanun for another week. It might be even more than that, but for a different reason. So the Gemara says, "V'leikish l'chag asukos." Why don't you make just a? Why don't you make a connection to Sukkah specifically? Malahol and Shmona, Afkan Shmona. All right, Sukkah really has 8 days connected to it, not seven, because the Shmini says. So the Gemara says, "No, Shmini rega b'fnei atzmahu." That's its own holiday, and therefore it's not even referred to by the pasuk, which says chag asukos. So the Gemara says, "Emor damrin and shmini regel b'fnei asmo le'inya and pizar kashav." That's only in terms of the pizar kashav, which I believe we talked about in Sukkah. Sukkahs? I think it was Sukkahs. Doesn't say here. Sukkah memches. So Yum also mentions it, but we talked about Sukkah memches. Pizar Kashav. So this is not one of them. If you could bring a carbon on Shemini Atzeres, that would count. That meaning you can bring a carbon on Shemini Atzeres for the sake of the first day that you missed. So the Gemara says no, because how do we know? Did not mishlo chag v'yom tov rishon shel chag chol gekos kol regel v'yom tov achron shel chag. You're allowed to make up for that lost carbon, the lost opportunity of bringing carbon the first day, by bringing the rest of Sukkot and even the last day of Yantiv, meaning Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, no, tafas meruba lo tafasa, tafasa mua tafasta. We talked about this concept before, a very important concept, that you have an opportunity now. You can either make the drush, right? The drush that says Chag HaSukkos. So you could either go out on a limb and stretch yourself too far and say, yeah, maybe Chag HaSukkos even means Shemini Atzeres. Or you could say, Chag HaSukkos is just Chag HaSukkos. So the drasha was the minimal drasha. We're not going to go, you know, out in front of our skis here, right? We're not just going to go try to go too far with our drashas. That's the concept of tafasta, merubalo tafasta. I'm sure people are familiar with this concept, that you try to do too much, you're going to get nothing. But if you do just the right amount for yourself, so then you'll be able to get it. So the Gemara says, El amai hachasa. So rather, now that we're making a hekesh between the three, that you can, l'may hilchaza kasvi rachmano l'chag asukos. So then why did it say Chag HaSukkos again, according to those other opinions, who don't hold of the three regalim? So then Chag HaSukkos again is not necessary. Why did it say Chag HaSukkos again? If you remember, we had said that that's the reason for the it's the reason for something, though. We talked about it. It shouldn't have said that was the reasoning for the Tanna Kamma. Why does it have to repeat Chag HaSukkos? Or no, it was the reasoning for Rabbi Shimon, the original Rabbi Shimon, who had said that that you have to always start with Pesach. It's because of the extra of Chag HaSukkos that you didn't have to say. El Ma'ilchus Kasvi Rachmanu Chag HaSukkos LaKush LeChag HaMatzos to make a drasha about of Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos Ton Lina that after Pesach. Anyone who bring after the first night, the first day of Pesach, you have to wait. You have to wait over until the next day. Chag HaSukkos Ton Lina. So to on Sukkos, when you come for to the Beis Hamikdash for your karbanos, you have to also wait for the next day. You can't just bring your karban and leave. So v'hasam, how do you know that on Pesach minolan that you have to wait until the next day? Right? Okay, fine. So Sukkos learned that from Pesach, but how did Pesach get it? This halacha d'chziv of mitzvah v'kav halacha halacha. That you go out in the morning and you go to your home, meaning only Hanisa Baboker. This is referring to specifically the Karban Pesach, right? The whole Karban Pesach. We think about the Seder night. It's a whole night. You spend the whole night learning and davening and doing the Haggadah. You're not supposed to rush out of there. You're supposed to stay in the night, take your time. And in the morning, right, this is all the Bubbies and Zadies that go to their kids for Seder, you should give them a bed to sleep in. Right? Don't make them walk home at 1 o'clock in the morning or whenever you finish your Seder. Okay, shkayach.